B'siyata D'shmaya, today's daf is Nun Zayin in Maseches Pesachim. We're going to be discussing more about the halachos of Peya and a lefes, a turnip. And then our daf is going to quickly change tunes to discussing corruption as well as reform in the Beis HaMikdash. And that is going to essentially conclude our perek. Our perek is going to conclude earlier than usual, as most of Nun Zayin Amud Beis is a summary of Perek Tamen HaNishchat B'Siyata D'Shmaya, the fifth Perek of Pesachim, which goes to Kachim. Two lines from the bottom, Nun Vav Amud Beis, Tan Rabbanan, Barishayna Hayinaisnin Peya Lelefes, Ula Kruv. Our Gemara is picking up with the discussion that we had in yesterday's daf, and that is whether a turnip is Chayiv in Peya. The rule of thumb is that only those things that could last are chayiv in peya. Those things that spoil quickly are not chayiv in peya, as we learned on the last narrow line on Nun Vav Amud Beis. We also learned yesterday that those leaves that come out of a turnip don't last, even though the turnip lasts. Rashi's pshat, we will learn the Gemara according to Rashi, and then we will give a dissenting view of Rabbeinu Chananel. Rashi learns that our Gemara is continuing to discuss these turnips, particularly its leaves. So we learned that the Anshei Yericho were giving peya from these turnips, even though, since it wasn't a Davar HaMekayim, the Chachamim were not happy with them because they were potter from peya and Chayiv and Maestros, and the Aniyim were eating from it without taking maestros unknowingly. So that's what the Brisa picks up with, two lines on the bottom. Tanur Rabbanan, Rishayna Hayinaisnin Peya Lelefes Ulekruv. Originally, they were giving peya both from a lefes as well as from kruv. Kruv is a type of cabbage. Rabbi Yossi Amar Af Lakflot. Also, when it came to a leek, they were giving peya originally. V'tanya Idach, another Brisa, Anshiricha, what they were doing was Hayinaisnin Peya Lelefes Ulekflot. Rabbi Shimon Amar Af Lakruv. Rabbi Shimon says they were giving also from the kruv. Now, the Gemara points out that we have three different shitas. Name atlasa tanoi havi. It would seem, says the Gemara on the top of Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, that we have three different shitas. The Tanakhama, the Braisa originally that we had learned, holds that you only give peya from lefes and kruv. The Tanakhama, the Braisa, the second Braisa that we quoted, said that you give from lefes and kflut. And Reb Yossi, Reb Shimon hold that you give peya from all three of these minim. So it seems to be three different shitas. Says the Gemara, light. The Gemara is just taking inventory of what are the different, how many different shitas do we have? Says the Gemara, loy trei tanoi havi. There are really two tanoi. The Tanakhama to Rabbi Shimon, and the Tanakhama disagrees with Rabbi Shimon. Hainu Rabbi Yosi. That's exactly shitas Rabbi Yosi. The Tanakhama to Rabbi Yosi, and Tanakhama who's disagreeing with Rabbi Yosi. Hainu Rabbi Shimon. Umay af. And then why does it say af by Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yosi? So what we mean to say akamaisa, that they're referring to the first min, the lefes, that the Tanakhama had said in each one of the brises, and they're disagreeing with that. They're disagreeing what the second min is. They're saying it's either the kruv or the kluft. So that is just the different shitos over here. We explain the Gemara according to Shitas Rashi that here we're discussing the leaves of the lefes. However, Rabbeinu Chananel learns differently. Rabbeinu Chananel learns that we're talking about the root itself, and according to Rabbeinu Chananel, we were not discussing the shita of the minag of Anshe Yericho, but rather we're talking about which vegetables are chayiv in peya altogether. In other words, the shita of the chachamim that hold that the root is going to be chayiv in peya. So either we're talking about Anshe Yericho's erroneous havamina, or we're talking about the root itself, and we're talking about Shitas Chachamim. The Gemara continues four lines from the top in regards to Nesinas Peya Liyerek, and this is going to take us into the discussion of strong-armed tactics. Tan Rabbanan, Ben Boyin Nesin Peya Liyerek. There was Ben Boyin that gave payout for vegetables. Uba aviv, and the father of Bayin came. Umatzal aniyim shayitun yerek va'ondin al pesach hagina. He stood at the entrance of the garden. Amar lehem banai hashlichu me'alechem. Get rid of these vegetables because they're not payah, and therefore you chayv in meiser. And here he did something else. Vani no sein lochem kiflayim b'meiser. And I will I will give to you double the amount that of regular chulin that meiser had been taken off. Loi mipnei she'anitzara she'initzara. It's not because that I want to take away your yerek. El mipnei she'amr chacham she'inosnim parel liyerek. Because the chacham say you don't give parel yerek. So the Gemara is giving an example of where this became a problem: the confusion of whether a yerek is going to be chayiv in peah. The Gemara asks, why did he say, emphasize that it's not because I don't want you to take it? In order that Taniyim should say, that he's pushing us away. In other words, there was a concern that they would be taking advantage of the Aniyim. Once the Gemara discusses, and he wasn't, what he was doing was he was helping out the Aniyim. Once the Gemara discusses this problem of pushing people away and taking advantage of people, and sometimes it can be misconstrued. In this case, Aviv Bahayan was trying to help them. The Gemara does discuss the problem of people taking advantages of their positions. Tanra Rabbanan, B'rishayinu ha'yiminichin oiros kodshim b'lishkas beis ha'parva. Originally, they placed the oros of karbanos of kodshei kodashim into the lishkas beis ha'parva. If you take a look, there's an important Rashi over here. Oiros kodshim. It's about 20 lines on the bottom. Rashi says, or oila v'chatois v'ashamas v'karbanos sibur shemeschalkin oros kodshei kodashim l'kohanim. So the hides of all these animals go to the kohanim, k'chsiv, the pasuk says in Vayikra Zayin that these go to the Kohanim, and Chazal Darshin Zvachim Kuf Gimel that it applies to all Kodshei Kadoshim. So the Kohanim are entitled to it. So far, so good. And they, in the evenings, they would give it out to those people who were their Beis Av, those Kohanim who were serving at that time. But what happened? But the stronger Kohanim would take it from the weaker ones. Hiskinu. So the Kohanim were Mesakin. That they should wait for when the Mishmaros Hanichnasos Vahayotzos, that the Mishmaros are going in and out. That all the Mishmar is there, and then they would divide it equally. No one would take it surreptitiously. But so there still were Kohanim that were using strong armed tactics. Amdu Bailim, so the Bailim stood up v'ikdishim l'shamayim, and they consecrate, they made it hegdish, that the Kohanim can't be able to use it. And the Gemara concludes, Amru, what did they do? The Bailim consecrated, it was hegdish of Bedek HaBayis, and then it was sold for Hegdish, and the money was used for the Beis HaMikdash. Amru, it was said, Lo hayu yamim. There weren't days, Mu'atin achechibu ha'seichel kula betavlos shel zav, shein ama al ama, that the heichel was now entirely covered in gold by an ama of ama, ka'ove dinar zav, as thick of a dinar, v'la regel, and on the shol shurgolim hayu mekaplin oisan, and was placed on one of the steps outside of the Azara, going up to the Har Bayis. Delim means dofi, any type of chisaron. So they showed that, look, what you consecrated was used, and it was used to adorn and to beautify the base HaMikdash. In other words, what we did was we removed the corruption of the Kohanim, or to show that that what they had donated was actually used for a toeles. So this was a way that Bnei Yisrael were masaking the corruption, unfortunately, of the Kohanim. There are those who ask, the Mefarshim ask, Maram Chalava and Meiri and Marsha ask, how could the Bnei Yisrael be Magdish that which belongs to the Kohanim? At the end of the day, it belongs to Shevet Shamayim. So therefore, what needs to be Masbir, Amdu Va'alim, that the Kohanim of those Mishperes, they themselves, not the Bailim of the Yisraelim, but rather the Bailim Kohanim, they were the ones who were Magdishit L'Shamayim. But still, how could the Kohanim be Magdishit L'Shamayim? At the end of the day, it wasn't Ba'liyadam. It didn't come to their hands. So you must say one of two pshatim. Either the Maran Chalava learns that the Kohanim themselves were able to be Magdishit just as the Takanim Midrabanan, or the entire Mishmar itself was Magdishit. That the beautiful Achron Dvar Shmuel, a young Avreich Emir who passed away many years ago, suggested. Alternatively, as I mentioned, the Meiri holds that actually the Bailim, our first pshat that we had said, that the Bailim were Magdishit. But how could the Bailim be Magdishit? Doesn't it belong to the Kohanim? So they were Magdishit even before they slaughtered it. When the Oros were still belonging to the Bailim. So then they were able to be Magdishit. So that becomes a big question. Could the Bailim be Magdish to Oros before that they come to the Kohanim when they're in their Rishus? See the Maram Chalava, Marsha, and the Birchas Avram. The Gemara continues. In regards to strong arm tactics, Tana, Abishol Omer, Kairos, there were trees that have thick branches. Shoshik Mahi Bricha Vayabalis Ros Nolan Notanoso Bizroya. There were gangsters who took the trees and the fruits from others. Amdu Bailim Vikdisham Lishamaim Aleim. So what they did was the Bailim came the same trick and they were Magdishit, Val Kayotzibam. And similarly, something happened with four Batim Gedolim Kohanim. The way to read the Gemara is like this. Amdu Bailim Vikdisham Lishamaim, period. Aleihem, on Bale's Ros, Valkayotzebhem, and there were similar type of people. Amar Abishol, Ben Botnus, Bishum, Abba Yosef, Ben Chonin, in regards to people who are gangsters, so they mentioned four groups of Kohanim. Oy limi beis Baitus, the house of Baitus, Oy limi Alosan. Woe is to me to encounter the family of Baitus, and to encounter their Alos refers to their rods. In other words, they would push people around. Oylim beis chanin, oylim milchi shasan. Woe to me if I come in contact with beis chanin or from their whispers. They would suggest things that weren't good for people. Give bad advice. Lefnei iver l'sitei michshol also includes giving bad advice. Oylim beis kasrus, oylim kumasan. Woe to me the beis kasrus and their bad letters. Their kumas is a pen. A quill. Oy limi beis Yishmael ben Piachi, oy limi Grofen. Woe to me, beis Yishmael Piachi, and woe to me from their fists. We're going to have later on, interestingly, that Yishmael ben Piachi was okay. The problem was his family. That sometimes you can have good people, but they have to guide their family. And in this case, his family had become gangsters. Sheheim, Kohanim Gedolim, Ubneim Gizbarim. These individuals are Kohanim Gedolim, and their sons become the secretaries, V'chasneim Amarkalin, and their son-in-laws become the marketers, V'avdeyen, and their servants, Chovtin Asa'om B'maklos. In other words, they become corrupt, and they manipulate the people. Now the Gemara talks about this Yishmael ben Piachi. Tanu Rabban, Arba Tzvacha Tzavcha Azara. The Azara cries out three different cries. Some say that's a melitza, it's an expression, it's as if the Azara cried, or there was an announcement that was made. Rishona, Yatsu Mikan B'nei Eli Shetimu Heichal Hashem. Number one, B'nei Eli, that we read about in Shoftim, that they had become corrupt, so the Heichal cries out, the Azara cries out, the B'nei Eli should leave. V'ayid Safcha, and they also said, Say mi ben Mikan Yisachar Ish Kfar Bar Koi, Shemechabed Es Atzma Mechal Kotchei Shemaim. That Yisachar Ish Kfar Bar Koi, he gives himself honor, and he's Mechal Kotchei Shemaim. How? Tavikorech Yodei Bishiroi V'Avad Avoida. The Halach in Zvachim is, in Masech Zvachim it's described that the Koyin has to do Avoida without any Chatzitza. But he was Makbid to cover his hands with a silk in order that his hands not get drenched with the blood and the flesh of the animal. And that was wrong. So Tzei Mikayin Sachar Ish Kfar Bar Koi. He's worried about his own kavod as opposed to doing the avodah properly. V'otzav chazara, sushar m'sheichem, let the gates open up. V'ikanes yishmal ben perachi talmidei shel Pinchas. V'yishamish b'kuhuna gedola. And it would say, come in, Yishmael ben Pachi, that he is a student of Pinchas, and he should be Mishamesh Ekuna Gedola. So he was a good Kohen. The Mefarshim point out, Rashi and others point out that Enochinami, that above we had mentioned that his family wasn't good, but that was his family, that wasn't him. He himself was, Yishmael ben Piachi was a good person. Tzavcha Azara, the final call from the Azara was Sushar Mashechem Yikanes, Yoichanan ben Narboi, Talmidei Shem Pinkoi, Vimali Kreisei Mikachei Shemayim. That he fills his stomach with Kachei Shemayim. Seems to be a praise. Amru Alav al Yoichanan ben Narboi, Shaya Oichel Shloishmei Esagolim, he would, in order to prevent Noisar, he would eat 300 cows. It's hard to know what exactly that means, literally, v'shoysa shloshmeis garba yayin, and he drank 300 barrels of wine, v'oich arbom son goizlos b'kinuach su'uda, and he ate for dessert 40 sa' of fowl. Amru kol yom shel Yochanan ben Barai loy nimtza noiser b'migdash, and the maila was that there was no noiser in the migdash. So he is most definitely praised. There is, it's interesting, this expression, Talmido Shel Pinkoi. So Marsha suggests that Yochanan ben Narboi was Yochanan Koyen Gadol. That's described in Brachas Daf Chav Tes, that was a good Koyen up until for 80 years, up until the end where he became a Tzeduki. Asher Adam Mefachei Tamid, the Gemara describes that even at the end of one's life, one could go off. So therefore, since he became a Tzeduki in the end, the Azara called him Pinkoi, so as not to pin it on Pinchas. There are times that we know that that a great person is not connected back to, like in the case of Zimri versus Pinchas, their Yichus back, all the way back to their Chashev Avos. So to hear, Pinchas is not connected to it, but there was only a reference, Pinkoi. Mai Salkebei ki Yisachar bi Yisachar ish Barkoi. Kfar Bar Koi. What happened to Yisachar Ish Kfar Bar Koi that we learned before, that he was the one that wrapped his hand in silk? So Gemara says a tragic story, tragic on many different levels. Amri Malko Malkasa HaViyaswad. There was a king and a queen that were sitting together. Rashi learns that we're talking about someone from the base, Chashmonoi. Some say that it's Yanai in Gemara and Croesus. It seems to be Mashma that this story is Yanai HaMelech and his wife. The Gemara in Kedushin describes that Yanai killed out all the Chachamim, and his wife was the brother, the sister of Shimon ben Shetach. As well in the Gemara in Brachos, and discusses with Shimon ben Shetach doing Birchas Hamazon with them. So they were sitting together. Malka Omar Gad Yo Yoy. She said, the king said, that the meat of a goat is better. The Malkisa Amra Imre Yoy. And she said, the meat from a sheep is better. Amra man mochach, they said, okay, who should we ask? Kohen Gadol, the kamasa karbonis kol yoima. So let's go ask the Kohen Gadol who brings karbonis every day. Asa you, achve biyode. So they brought this Yisachar, ish kfar bar koi, and achve biyode, he dismissed with his hand. Igad yoi yasek etmida. If we would say that the goat is better, then it would be brought for the carbon tamid. So it must be that the queen is right, that the sheep is better because it's brought as a carbon tamid. Amar Malka, so the king didn't take this lightly. You got to be careful. You got to tiptoe sometimes around the king. Hovelo havile amsa de Malka, so he says, since he doesn't have fear of the king. In other words, he didn't say like me. Nifsaku liminei. I will cut off his right hand. Such arrogance and violence of the kings. I will cut off his, have his right hand cut off. So what did Yisachar do? Yoav shoichat ufaske ismale. So he gave a bribe and his left hand was cut off. He had his left hand cut off in its place. Shama Malka, the king, heard that it was his left hand upaskele mine, and he cut off his right hand as well. What a tragic story. So this is his onesh, that he used his hands for his own self-aggrandizement and didn't do the avoida properly. Ultimately, he lost both hands. Amar of Yosef, Baruch Rachmana plays is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ashkele Yisachar Ishkvar Barakoy Limit Rapse Mine Bahai Alma. In a way, he's lucky, says Rabbi Yosef, that he got his onish in this world and that he won't be punished in the next world. That's one pshat. Alternatively, the Chasam Sofer says that the Kohanim will learn from his onish and be careful, and that will be his reward. Gemara points out that really Yisachar had made a big mistake. Amar Avashi, he brought this all upon himself for no reason. Yisachar Ishkvar Barakoy Lo Tanim Asnisan. It's because he didn't learn Mishnayis. He didn't learn Mishnayis and Brises. Reb Shimon Oim Desnan, because we learn increases, Reb Shimon Oim Kvasim Koyd Min Liyizim B'chol Makom. That in general, the Pasuk mentions the sheep before the goats. Yachal, but here, if he would have learned this Mishnah from Rabbi Shimon, Yisachar would have been saved from any problems. Yachal mepnei shemuvchar b'minon. I would have thought that the keves comes first because it's better. Tamal loimer im keves yavi karbonai. In regards to the chatas, it says im, if you want. Because the pasuk also says, but prior, vehevi karbonai siras izim. So we see that there the Torah puts the izim before. Melame cheshneim shkulun ke'echad. The Torah wants to emphasize that each of them are equal. So it's Mefurish in the Mishnah increases, not like Yisachar, and that one could bring either one. And that's what he should have said to make shalom between the king and the queen. Ravina adds, Ravina Omar, afilu mikra nami loikara. He didn't, not only did he not know Mishnayis, he didn't know Psukim. Dichsiv, im keves umakrivis karbonai. The Pasuk says that if you want to bring, when it comes to a shalom, keves, or actually in the Lashon of our Pasuk, it's in kesev, hu makriv, and then it also says in meiz karbonai. So you have a choice, the Torah gives you a choice. So we see two of them are equal. Ibai keves laisei, ibai eiz laisei, and that was Yisachar's mistake. He should have just known from the Pasuk to tell the king and the queen to stop fighting. That if he had done that, then things would have been a lot better. This B'siyata D'Shemaya concludes Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. For those of you who have some extra time today, there is a nice Hakdama over here for Perek Tamid HaNishchat, and B'siyata D'Shemaya, tomorrow we will be beginning the Kodshim of Psachim, some beautiful, not too difficult sugyas in the Kodshim of Erev Pesach, and ultimately touching on some other rules of Kachem, but ultimately focusing on the halachos of Karban Pesach. This B'siyata D'Shemaya concludes Daf Nun Zayin in Maseches Pesachim.